Overheard at Yoga is brought to you in partnership with Speak Studios and Speak Boise. Speak Boise is a community-driven studio space where voices from all walks of life can speak and be heard. You can find them on Instagram and Facebook at Speak Studios, Speak Boise, and at their website, speakstudios.com. Speak Studios, speak and be heard. This podcast is also brought to you by Instant Imprints. Promote better with Instant Imprints. Instant Imprints are Boise's visual communications expert and your place for everything you need to promote your business, club, school, or group. As a locally owned business, Instant Imprints specializes in making your organization more visible with custom branded apparel, embroidery, promotional items, print services, and wide format printing for signs as well as banners and vehicle graphics. Want better ways to get noticed? Visit Instant Imprints at instantimprints.com/Boise or call 208-IMPRINT. That's 208-467-7468. It's your girl, Christina. This is Overheard at Yoga. So let's crank up the heat and get down, dog. What up, yogis? Welcome to another episode of Overheard at Yoga. Today's episode, I want to talk about the expression, sit with it. So when you hear that expression, sit with it, what comes up for you? I know for me, I go to yoga and meditation. And so when I think about sitting with it, I'm thinking about my meditation practice. And for me, a meditation practice looks like being the observer versus the main star of the event, following those thoughts and getting deep into them. And this came up for me recently. I did a yoga practice. I'm in my meditation, my shavasana at the end. And for me, suddenly these emotions were coming up, these feelings were coming up, and I was getting deep into my storytelling. I was getting into my victim mode and my, like this self-righteousness almost, but in a way that's semi-healing, I guess. And luckily my yoga teacher at the moment, she said, notice your thoughts. Can you sit with it and be the observer and hold yourself with some compassion? And I think for me, I was like deep diving into some emotional stuff coming up and having my teacher come back and say, you don't have to be in it, but you can watch it, was really beneficial and it felt really comforting. And so I start to think about my yoga practice, my meditation practice, and how this affects me on a mental and emotional level. And you hear those expressions, you gotta feel it to heal it. The issues are in the tissues. And it sounds kind of woo-woo, but I Googled it. It's real. There's books on it. I think I've talked a little bit about the book, The Body Keeps the Score, where trauma is held in the body. And I can feel it. Where do you feel tension in your body? Do you hold it in your shoulders, in your upper body? Do you feel it in your jaw? Do you feel that tightness in your chest? So I'm simply a student of yoga. I'm not an expert on anything by any means, but as I've become this devoted student to yoga, I start to witness and see these things come up and become real for me. So when I'm in my yoga practice and I start to go into a meditation, suddenly I can feel anxiety come up for me. And I think one of the first times I felt this in anxiety, I was in a sound bath and the sound bath was beautiful and soft, but suddenly it became increasingly louder and louder and louder. And the whole room was enveloped in this sound. And it was leading up to a crescendo that felt like the world was about to explode. And I wanted to run away from those feelings. I opened my eyes and I looked around the room and I wanted to make sure that, you know, I'm still alive. And I think what was happening was emotions were coming up in my body. And instead of feeling them, I was trying to run from them or repress them. And it comes up for me in meditation a lot. And what's really beautiful about yoga is if you are practicing in a studio, you really aren't alone. And something I learned as a yoga teacher, getting to know the students coming to classes, is everyone has a story and everyone's going through something. someday I walk into the studio and I'm like, best day ever, cloud nine, here we go, another wonderful day at the yoga studio. And I have my practice and it's so great. And other days I come to the studio and I'm going through some shit. I've got some family stuff coming up for me. I'm dealing with something. And the person next to me, I can see they were who I was yesterday, which having the best day of their life. But then I talk to the other students who come in and they're either having a great day or they're having a shit day. They're dealing with loss, grief, family stuff, trauma. They've been through something. You're in this room with people just breathing and sweating if you're doing hot yoga. And I think what's so beautiful about that is we're doing this mind, body, soul practice. And we're all on different levels. We're all on different wavelengths. We're all doing different stuff, but we're still going through it together. And so maybe today you're having a tough day. And someone else in that class with you, they are too. So you really, truly are not alone. I woke up this morning and I felt tension in my jaw. And reading a little bit about somatic body healing, body work, they say like different parts of your body will hold different emotions. So I'm like Googling as fast as I can. Okay, what am I holding in my jaw? And they say you are holding resentment and anger in your jaw. In your chest, maybe you feel some tightness and heaviness. Do you have some sadness? Do you have some grief? Some powerful feelings connected to the emotion of love? And for me, I feel, where do I find the balance? I want to heal it. I want to feel it to heal it. I know that there's issues in these tissues. So I go to yoga and try to stretch out the muscles and see what comes up for me. And how do I know when's the time to dive deep into these emotions and feel it? And when have I gone too deep and now I'm ruminating and now I'm dwelling? Or I've gone so far in that suddenly I've shut down and I'm numb and I can't deal with it. Versus, okay, let's feel it for 15 minutes, take a little break and find a distraction. What are some healthy activities that we can do to help with this? And I found a website that had a couple tips that I want to share with you. Let's see. It said 3 steps to processing emotional energy stuck in your body. And this is on pacesconnection.com. Joanne, oh, I can't say her name. She's the author. She wrote this back in 2018. Joanne Ciolek, How to Release Emotion Stuck in Your Body. So her tips that I think are really good are step one, recognize. So self-awareness. And this is where meditation really comes in. Recognizing the emotion that comes up, because so often I kind of have to take a step back and be like, I have no idea what I'm feeling right now. I'm going to go to yoga. And so she says, your practice can be just sitting still for a few minutes with your eyes closed and listen to your body. Become curious. What does your body feel like right now? Is there pressure or tingling? Where? Do you feel heavy, hot? Sometimes I get so angry, I feel hot. I can feel it in my face. I can feel it in my hands. But other times I feel so angry that I become really cold and just shut down. So noticing these things and just being the watcher. What do those parts of your body want to tell you? And then kind of meditate on that. And so she says step two is to respond, or self-expression. She says, emotions need to be expressed to be processed. The goal is to move the energy of emotions through and out the body so we can let it go. This self-expression must be authentic and embodied. So she says, sitting still, ask yourself, what does this emotion you just connected with need from you? What feels right in this moment? What do you need? So maybe you need to cry. Scream into a pillow, go for a swim, go for a walk, dance, turn up the music, do some yoga, some gardening, whatever feels cathartic to you in that moment. What will help you release this emotion that you feel stuck within you? For me, sometimes I feel like I just need to be alone, watch TV, and eat snacks, or go see a friend and distract myself and not take myself so seriously. Do it in a way where I feel like I'm recognizing that I'm having these emotions and feelings. She also recommends writing. Some people are really into writing. I struggle with that, but let's say you're into it. Here's a good writing prompt she offers. She says, what's happening in your life right now that you wish you could change? What is the biggest source of frustration? So as you write, you start to notice sensations in your body and tune into the parts that are numb, in pain, or frozen. What are they trying to tell you? So the healing that needs attention, how can you change this? That's the hard part, right? So then finally she gets to step three and she says self-care. And I think in Buddhist tradition, they offer a lot of this, facing whatever the suffering is head on, but facing it with compassion, self-love. So she says to practice this, take time to slow down, go out into nature, make art, listen to music while you cook your favorite dinner. You can meditate, yoga, take a nap to restore. This morning when I felt all that tension in my jaw and I feel the tightness in my chest, I'm like, I got to do some heart openers today. I made an appointment to get some acupuncture done. Like, let's clear some of this chi. But the difficult part is you go to yoga and you're like, why am I crying? And just know that the body holds these emotions. And with mindfulness, we can find these trapped emotions and help them release so that we don't sabotage our efforts to create the life that we want. I think, again, the beautiful piece about practicing in a studio is you're not alone, and we're doing this thing called yoga together. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Leave me a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, and I want to hear from you. Please send me your overheard at yoga stories. Tell me about your yoga journey, what you love about your home studio, or the funny thing you overheard at yoga. Find me on Instagram at overheardat.yoga to submit. There are so many different styles of yoga and opinions about yoga, but the one thing I've seen in all my travels to different studios is yoga brings a community together. Namaste!